Whoops. Oh, what happened? Something happened here.
Help, I lost you. You're back.
No, I'm for the meeting to it's 3:08. I have Joan.
That's
okay.
Me.
Okay, and we'll say the pledge. I have my little flag here.
All right, yeah.
Say the pledge. Okay.
Yep.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Ron Sill.
Here.
Joan Shaw.
Here.
Virginia Costigan is still excused. Jennifer DeRosha called. She's excused. Betty Lally is absent, and Michael McFarlane is absent. Okay. I didn't hear any, didn't get any correspondence from anyone from the public portion, so the public portion is closed. Okay, director's report. Christine, do you want to give us an oral report on that?
Absolutely. Right now, we just had bingo for the first time today with 5 members, and we had yoga for the first time today. So that was good. We had a couple people cancel this morning, obviously due to the weather. They thought the roads were slippery and everything else. But I think yoga will have about 9 people. And then we are going to move bingo to Tuesdays because it conflicts with Shelton. And we have quite a few members who want to come. But Shelton's doing it on Mondays and Wednesdays, and they offer a meal. And we can't do that. So we're going to move to Tuesdays so we can capture more people. So, and right now we're still doing Tai Chi virtually. My other 3 groups right now, the members, the people that were coming for it are not comfortable with the COVID numbers. So they have canceled their classes right now. And that's crocheting, the crafts group, and the quilting group. So that's where we're at right this moment. We had groups come in today, so that was good.
Okay, are you planning on adding any more groups, or how are you going to proceed?
We're working right now on trying to get our Wi-Fi upgraded, but the pricing is it's a little out of my budget. I mean, I'm worried more about the new budget season coming in. Right now, I mean, obviously we have savings. So, but I need the Wi-Fi upgraded to put that TV upstairs so that we can get Zoom upstairs, and maybe that will bring more people in. And I'm going to work on your sign language class.
Oh.
So we could, but all that hinges on doing it by Zoom, mm-hmm. You know, so so I want to come in. So if I can get the TV upstairs, those people that do not have computers will be able to come in here, take the class here, and it'd still be on Zoom. This way we can get our exercise groups going for the instructors that don't want to come in.
That'll be great, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have, we really do not have a lot of members that have computers. So that's really where we're falling into trouble. And because if I could get the TV upstairs and the Wi-Fi and able to do that, then I'm able to at least offer the program here. They could come watch it here on a Zoom, take the class here, and then leave. And they don't, that way, you know, it alleviates the issue of them having a computer. So that's kind of a work in progress. The pricing is like ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
So we're at right now with that. I'm trying to work on the pricing.
Okay. I have another question. I know this may be a little premature, but I don't even know when the COVID vaccine is going to be offered for seniors, but do you think that the center could be a place to have the vaccine distributed like you did the flu shots?
Well, I did ask them that on our call 2 weeks ago, and they were gonna let me know once it got closer.
Yeah.
I did ask them if we could do a clinic here at the center, just like we do a flu clinic, and they are gonna look into, the health department is gonna look into that. So it is something that I brought up to Jessica at the health department and stuff like that. So that is something that they'll get back to me and let me know if that will be an option to do it, to offer it here. And, you know, everybody from the senior center could come here and get it, just like the flu shot. So we'll, as soon as I know something, I will definitely get that out to you guys.
Good. Very good.
That would be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah, I think
excellent.
That was. So.
I don't have any other questions. Does anyone have any questions for Christine? concerning.
No, I'm all set.
Okay, Christine, thank you so much for your report.
Okay. Do you want me to mute and just stay on in case you have questions later, or do you want me to hang up? Like, I usually leave the room.
I want to just go over the financial while you're on here, okay?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if you people have had a chance to look at the financial, the appropriation. Yep. And is there anything in particular that stands out?
It's still appropriations.
The what?
It's still the appropriations.
Oh, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be comical about it. They just don't get it, do they?
Nope.
It's still spelled.
In both places.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know. I'm going to drop the subject, though, because I don't want to be that.
It's all going to change. It's all going to come to an end, yeah.
Okay. How much should we be, what percentage, Ron, that we should be concerned about?
Well, we're 3/4 of the way through, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are definitely very skewed because of COVID and not being open, you know. Right. That's like, and for, especially like for the cable, when I'm looking at upgrading the cable and the Wi-Fi, I mean, I have the money right now, but I'm concerned that they won't give it to us if I, you know, use it now, if they don't let me up it for next budget, you know, that's going to be a concern. I can't just take it back. So,
where would you get the money from, though, the cable?
For the cable, I believe cable is under my office expenses, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what would be the cost of cable?
I believe the basic package for the cable is, I think it was $70, and I don't have the number right in front of me. And then the to upgrade the Wi-Fi, I believe was $100.
What was that?
$100 in addition? Xfinity?
In addition to what we're, yeah. So it's roughly like $200 a month.
Oh, that's a lot.
We have the very lowest Wi-Fi ability that you could have right now. It's like 36 mega, I don't know, Mark would know more than me, but he said that's the absolute lowest. So we would need to upgrade the modem to a certain extent and everything else. And I think that quote was $99, so.
Well, I think you need to do that, though.
Yeah, I think, I mean, and then and I would just get a basic package for the cable TV, because it's not like we're going to, you know, we could do Netflix or whatever on there, but it's not like we need movie channels. Do you know what I'm saying? But even their basic packages are, you know, start out at $70 a month. It's not like it's.
Is that Xfinity? Comcast?
It's Comcast, yeah. That's who our thing is with right now is Comcast, our contract for the internet.
I have them. They're fine. They're great.
Yeah. So their basic package, I think he quoted, I did it right before I went on vacation. I think the lowest one was $70 for the basic package and then another $100 on top of it for the Wi-Fi and stuff. But, I mean, the Wi-Fi is terrible in here, so. I don't want to hook everything up and then find out we, you know, schedule a Zoom and we can't get it upstairs because we have no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you should have the most you can get anyway, even for people in there on their phones, whatever.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, and we have trouble with that as it is right now. Yep. I mean, everybody complains about that. So that's something I definitely have to work on. So, I mean, I have the money right now that I could do it. So I don't, you know, I'm just concerned for moving on to the next budget season. So.
Well, if you need support, you can, I'm sure that you can you can count on me, and I'm sure there's many other members that would support you too, because I think something like that is very important. And
yes, I do too. I think it's important for us to move forward as a center also. I think the need is there where we probably didn't need it before as much as we really need it now.
Yep.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we've seen that with this COVID, and I think it would make a difference. We can't offer a lot of Zoom things because of that right now. So we're kind of in a pigeonhole right now. So that's what I'm working on right now with that.
That's good. And I would assume that Shelton and Seymour, Oxford, they all have upgraded systems too.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're offering much more, you know. So I imagine they have upgraded systems. And I think it's important.
A lot of their members are on computer where we don't have a lot. So this way, if I could bring them into the building and they can watch the Zoom exercise group on the big screen in our main room, then at least I'm able to do that. You know, yeah. Rather than having two people for a Zoom exercise group, I can have 18 in the, or whatever I could fit in the room. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, yeah.
So, no, it's more cost-effective that way. It's not cost-effective for me to pay for an instructor at $100 for two people to take it on computer at from home.
Right.
So that's my struggle.
No, I support you on that one, definitely.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you.
Okay, does anyone have any...
I'm working on right now with him.
Okay. I don't have any questions about the appropriation summary. If anyone does not have any questions, may I have a motion to accept this report?
Motion to accept.
Okay, second on that, please.
I'll second.
Thanks, Joan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, next on the agenda, the minutes from the December 7th meeting. Does anyone have any questions? Hey, Joan, when you said before, shall I go on two pages? I said, nah, keep it on one.
Yeah.
I think we have to go on two pages or we need a magnifying glass here.
Okay, we'll go on two.
Two pages.
Yeah, okay. Zoom.
Okay. If no one has any comments, additions, deletions, may I have a motion to accept the minutes, please. Joan, Bron, it's up to either one of you. I'm going to talk.
Okay.
Joan, do this one.
Okay. I'll move
Joan
to accept.
Accepts and Ron seconds, right? Okay. Yep. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Where's Betty?
Okay. Okay, old business. Unfortunately, I think our file of life is going to sit for a while because of Patty's passing. I did call Pat. It was mid-month. I think it was around the 15th because she said that's when the decision was going to come in from someplace. Either we got the grant or we didn't get the grant. And if we didn't get it, she was going to try another source. But of course, I think it's in limbo right now. But
I agree. Yeah.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Pam. And I just wanted to let some time sit and just say, if anything does come in, keep us apprised. And maybe we could work on it by ourselves. Because if she had it all written, I mean, all we have to do is to send it out to somebody else. So, right. I think there's a good possibility we will get it, but I think it'll be delayed.
Okay,
really,
that sounds good.
I don't think there's any urgency anyhow. I mean, the center's closed and we're going to give it out at some particular event, and there's certainly no events planned at this time. So I think it's something that really is not an urgency. Does anyone else have anything to add to that?
Yeah, it would cost too much to mail it out to everybody. We could probably find out from Shelton or somebody else that how did they do it? Who did they go through? Did they get a grant?
Oh, okay. You mean how they got the grant, you mean?
Yeah. The senior center in Shelton.
It was from Echo Hose.
Oh, it's through Echo?
It was through Echo Hose. And what Echo Hose did, they went to a couple of senior events, dinners, things like that, and they distributed them. So it was not the senior center who did it. It was Echo Hose. And I really don't know if they did it through a grant, if they did it through their fundraising. I really don't know.
Huh. I think it's a great thing, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. And anyone that I showed it to, I mean, I showed it down at City Hall, and they thought it was very worthwhile.
Yeah, it's really very necessary.
If I could just say something, when I worked at the nursing home, that's who used to do it in the towns was the fire departments. They used to hand out the file of life to the seniors. So that might be why Echo Hose originally did it. That's how it originally was started, that the fire departments handed that out to seniors so that they had that.
Uh-huh.
So
maybe I'll check with Dave Leonard from the storm and everything and see if he can do something.
Yeah, but Ron, I want to hold off because Patty may have initiated something. And then what we could probably do, just finish it up ourselves. I mean, if the grant came back approved, it was supposed to come back like the 15th of the month.
Oh, all
right. So, you know, it may be in with mail. It's either approved or it isn't approved. If it's not approved, we could take that same paperwork and we could bring it to somebody else. I think it was a small neighborhood grant. She initially did it with the elderly, a grant for the elderly, the aging. The agent on aging, right. And if not, we could maybe use that same paperwork and bring it to the Valley Foundation, because I really think that would be something that would be approved. So rather than involve the fire department at this time, I think we should just wait.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I thank you for offering. Okay, Christine, is there any update on meetings concerning a possible center merger?
No, I have not heard any other news on that front.
Okay.
I will reach out to Drew this week and see if he's heard anything else.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything from Drew on my end.
Okay. Nope, I haven't heard anything either.
No, Ron?
Okay.
And Ron, you were included with that original group, right?
The first meeting I was in on, and then they dropped me.
Wow.
You caused too much trouble.
Yeah, that's it.
They don't know what a good member they were losing.
They did.
Yeah. Okay, does anyone have any new business? This is going to be a real quick meeting. Oh, wait a minute. Did you like the idea? How did you feel about the idea of having the information beforehand of the agenda, the reports, the financial report, the minutes? Was it helpful to you, or would you prefer not receiving it?
No,
I think it was helpful.
Yeah, especially to get the minutes or anything to see, you know.
Yeah, we could look it over before.
Yeah, we got to check on Joan. You know, we got to watch her.
Hey, you know, I'm going to sneak stuff in.
That's right. Appropriation.
That's right. It's going to be big.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm not cheap.
Okay, Betty.
Okay, so I'll continue to do that, okay? I'll continue to send it to you. And do you feel as though we should have our February meeting on Zoom also?
Yeah, I think we'll have to have at least once more. I think the next couple of months, January, February, will be bad.
I think even into March.
Yeah,
because if you don't get the COVID, you're going to get the weather too, which is going to be
good point.
So if we could extend then maybe the next two meetings on Zoom, I think we'll be fine. Then we can meet in person. Okay. I know, what are the other city committees doing? Do they have any?
Staying on Zoom till further notice.
Okay, then I think we should do the same thing.
Yeah.
Joan, why don't you put that in the minutes till further notice?
Yep, got that.
Because it doesn't tie us into anything then.
Geez, I hope the other people can make it.
I'm not responding.
You know, I hope Mike is okay, because Mike has been really a very contributing member. And he has not called.
I haven't seen or heard him in a couple of months.
I know, but he usually calls if he can't attend. So I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
But he didn't respond to the email either?
Pardon me?
He didn't respond to the email either?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
No. That's what I mean. And he didn't respond last month. I just may give him a call to make sure he's okay. Yeah. Okay. Listen, if there's no discussion for future agendas, or there's no new business, I think that we should adjourn.
Motion to adjourn at 3:31. Very good for your first.
Second.
One of the fastest meetings we've ever had.
We've done good on Zoom.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. We need a motion on that. So, Joan,
Yes.
Ron made the motion, so you have
I to second.
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, everybody. Thank you for being so prompt and joining Ron. I'm glad that you finally got with us.
Yeah,
thank you, Shirley. This is